This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Lee, good morning, Lee. Yeah, well, so Matt Gaetz out, Pam Bondi in. Lot changing overnight. I don't think Trump had much of a choice. I don't think he was getting Gaetz through the confirmation process. Gaetz bowed out. That wasn't a Trump decision. But look, when you're going to take entire floors off the DOJ, or you have to, in order to save this country, and he truly does, the person who does it has to have absolute moral authority. And a lot of the smears against Matt Gaetz were untrue, unfair, and quite frankly, ridiculous when you get to the bottom of the actual facts there and you start rolling your eyes. I mean, so bad that the corrupt Department of Injustice couldn't even bring charges against him because the accusers were not credible. And believe me, you know, these are the people who made up the Russia collusion hoax. You know what I mean? So making up entire cases is nothing for these people. And they still couldn't do it. So it's unfair to Matt Gaetz, and I really hope he'll have some kind of future in politics, some kind of influence. He would have been great. But Pam Bondi is who Trump is teeing up next. That happened fast, to head the Department of Injustice. And it is truly a Department of Injustice. What do you think about this?
The investigation into Congressman Gaetz was well known. And at least the details that they were talking about were well known. And so I'm just sort of wondering, what was the decision-making process behind this? And is there something else afoot here?
You know, everybody's wondering that online, too. And I'm going to guess, no, they were just going to ram him through. I think they knew about it, and they knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, look at Pete Hegseth. I mean, they obviously did not background that guy. They did.
Or
they
did
screwed
they?
Up. Well, I mean, well, the word on the street, we'll see if they comment on it. Vanity Fair had it, and then UK Daily Mail both, and that kind of leads me to think it's true when both sides are reporting it that Hegseth did not tell the Trump team, just like he didn't tell Fox News, that he settled a rape case. And that's a problem, settling a rape case. Well, you know, whether you did it or not, doesn't matter. You settled it, and that makes you look guilty. You paid for her silence, and you need to disclose that because, you know what, that makes you blackmailable. And if you're going to be at the top of the military, you got to disclose that when to the people looking at appointing you. You do.
Well, if you're a Republican, you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, yesterday some people were yelling at me on the text, like, you should support his nominees. I'm like, they don't support their own nominees. You literally saw, Hegseth get the shaft from inside the Trump organization because he did not tell them the truth. That is the word on the street. We'll see if it changes. We'll see if they come out and deny it. But here's the thing. It's been 48 hours. Now they haven't.
Yeah.
They have not come out and said, no. Hegseth didn't lie. The UK Daily Mail's wrong. Vanity Fair's wrong. You haven't heard that from the Trump campaign. And they would have said it because they have to preserve the reputation of, the top cop, their military nominee. So they haven't. And that's probably because he lied to them. He lied to Fox News by not disclosing it to keep his job. And that is, quite frankly, if that turns out to be true, that he did not disclose it, we dodged a bullet. We do not need that guy at the top of the military, because that says to me, your moral code is very lax, and you're about to proceed to be over a $1 trillion budget. Okay. With all of those military contractors out there who will do just about anything inside and outside the law to influence you.
Right.
Never mind the deep state going to work on you, because they will. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to have an absolute ramrod spine. You have to. It's hard to find human beings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Hegseth doesn't have one. He doesn't. I mean, this is what my husband and I have been saying. He doesn't have that. I mean, you cheat on your first wife. You cheat on your second wife with the producer at Fox News. Knock her up. You cheat on her with the rape victim. We're at number four now. You pay off the rape victim. And you don't tell Donald Trump about it? Trump's the victim here. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go, blow smoke up your rear and tell you Pete Hegseth's a good guy because Trump picked him. I'm not a party line person. I'll tell you how it is. And Pete Hegseth did not belong in any kind of situation where he would be morally tempted. He's not strong enough to handle it. He's just not. It was a bad pick. But you know what? It was a bad pick out of what's looking like a field of very good picks.
Yeah.
And we can be grateful that he didn't make it to the Pentagon.
Well, is he out yet?
He's on his way out.
Okay.
Here's the problem you have here, okay? And this is a problem Trump has, okay? It's not just me, it's Trump. These rhino senators in the Senate, including, unfortunately, both of ours, and also Tom Tillis up in North Carolina, they want to preserve the deep state. The deep state already, by the way, has compromise, we know, on Lindsey Graham, because CIA spied on him. He said it publicly. They know everything about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is their lapdog. Tim Scott, too. Same thing. And these senators very much want to protect the deep state, right? So you throw them a nominee like Matt Gaetz, you threw them a nominee like Pete Hegseth, who has paid off a rape victim. And by the way, when you go through the police report, the actual police report, it wasn't just her. He was groping women all night long, multiple women. Hand up the skirt. I mean, the compromise on him would be crazy. It's a mess. I mean, he needs to go. And I think he will. But, when you're looking at all of these people, you're looking at Donald Trump's choices here. It's not good because you got to get it through the Senate, right? And all of these rhinos who support and want to protect the deep state now have an excuse to vote against Matt Gaetz, have an excuse to vote against Pete Hegseth, right? So you can't smoke them out.
No.
You can't. And that's the problem. It gives them cover. Well, you can't expect me to vote for somebody who, paid off his rape victim. You know what? It's a legit excuse. And I want to get this real clear. Who is for the deep state? Who's a rhino and who's not?
Yeah.
And you got to put up a good person where there is no excuse not to vote for Pam Bondi.
Right.
None.
Yeah.
Zero. You don't vote for her, you're not on our side.
Yeah.
And we know it's going to be very clear. With her. But it's very difficult to find nominees like that. Honestly, I really wish he had appointed Ratcliffe to head the DOJ. I trust him.
Yeah.
Devin Nunes would be another one that would be good.
Yeah.
I totally trust him. He's a victim of the deep state, of spying and of censorship and oppression by them. He sued over it. He would be good. Ken Paxton would be good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some dirt too, but yeah. Nothing like Matt Gaetz.
That we know of.
But here's the bottom line. You got to background these people.
Yeah.
You got to be realistic.
See, and that's my question here, and this is what bothers me about the Trump insider team. Did you not do this? If you didn't, shame on you. If you did and you did it anyway, then what's the end game?
I don't know.
I mean, because if you're willing to take that kind of risk, if you know about these situations with these nominees to begin with, then that means you have to be prepared either to go to bat for them, or that you've got a backup plan, or that the backup is the plan.
Look, when we go to clear out the FBI and we fire, because we have to, or we won't save the Republic.
Yeah.
And we have to fire hundreds,
yes.
If not wipe out the entire thing. When we go through the DOJ and we have to fire hundreds, mm-hmm. If not wipe out the whole thing, I want to wipe out the whole thing. I want to go right back to these agencies are not in the Constitution, okay?
No.
These agencies, particularly the FBI, it's like 100 years old. It's new. Founders got by without it. We'll do just fine, too. We don't need it. We do not need state police that is beginning to act like the Stasi. OK, I want to close the doors to the FBI. Well, you know what? Send the money. If you want to get to crime, send the money and block grants to the states and be done with it. But there's always going to be jurisdiction in the states for these things to charge. But here's the thing. If we're going to do that, we need absolute moral authority, okay? Because it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hard. It will probably be politically unpopular once the media
right.
goes to work on us.
Yeah.
You cannot have a Matt Gaetz or a Pete Hegseth, who themselves have been accused of crimes, doing the chopping. I'm sorry, you can't. It's not fair to Gaetz. I think Gaetz probably is more than likely innocent here. It's not fair. It really isn't. But you know what? This is a struggle for survival. And sometimes that's not fair. Sometimes you have to make really hard decisions. So I hope Pam Bondi is going to be a loyal soldier, Lee.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what, okay? And I keep saying that he will go from the Oval Office to prison if he picks wrong. He will.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count what's going on in New York, where literally the position of the prosecution, we'll find out more on Tuesday, is, oh yes, we still intend to put Trump in prison. We'll just wait till he leaves the Oval Office. We're going to freeze the case for 4 years to make sure the 34 felonies hang over his head. And that's just New York. That's just New York. So what does this mean? This idea that, well, he won, the left will back down. Nope, not one iota. They fully intend to put him in prison. If he picks wrongly at the FBI or the DOJ, he will go to prison.
And look,
he will go to prison.
The time to celebrate the victory
on trumped up charges
is over.
Yeah.
And we need to realize this is going to be a fight. It
is
going
war.
To be a struggle that Democrats, the media, the corporations, social media, certain other constituent groups are going to fight at every single opportunity on a federal, state, and local level. It is going to be a fight, a political fight to the death. All time, 24/7, 365, we should never forget that. That's not to even talk about the international pressures and things that we're going to have to deal with, which are going to require some very difficult decisions to be made along the way. And this, whoever is leading the U.S. military and the U.S. State Department, because it's not Biden, it's not Harris.
No.
Whoever is leading this now is making things extremely difficult for the incoming Trump administration, State Department, Department of Defense, whoever gets to be in charge of this. They're doing everything they can to put them in as most difficult situation as possible. And I believe Biden even said, and if I'm not mistaken, he actually said he's trying to Trump-proof what's going on.
Absolutely. And when you see what they just did with that new app, and to do this on the day of the Laken Riley murder.
Yeah, that's not a coincidence.
They've basically created an entire system, Lee, to ensure that the next murder and the next and the next and the next can come here completely unvetted, whether from hotbeds of terror like Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, or just Trinidad and Tobago, and we'll have no idea who they are. This is a horror show, what they have done. And to do it on the day of the Laken Riley verdict is to send a message to the American people. You have no right to be safe, and we are coming for you. They have learned nothing. In fact, their seething hatred and rage overcomes them. So look, this fight's going to be big, but here's good news. We have the upper hand right now, Lee. We have the upper hand. We do not need to be afraid anymore, like we did going into this election. Not for a while, anyway. We could win this, but we got to be really careful how we fight it. Okay, coming up next, Pam Bondi. Who's that? Everything going on overnight. Did you see MSNBC, Lee?
No.
Painting. I kid you not, this is real. I had to check if it was real, okay? Jose Ibarra as the victim.
You've got to be kidding.
Nope, I am not. Jose Ibarra is the victim, according to MSNBC, and Comcast cannot sell them fast enough. Headline, not making this up, Laken Riley's killer never stood a chance. It was always going to be unfairly because he's a poor, downtrodden illegal immigrant, and he was never going to get a fair trial.
I'm sorry, Laken Riley is the one who never had a chance.
Thank you.